This week is the Parashat Parashat Emor, discusses the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, something very, very pertinent today, in which we count the days from the second day of Pesach until Shavuot, now the 24th day of Omer. The Omer itself is a korban that is brought on the second day of Pesach. The pasuk says that you should harvest the barley on the night before the second day of Pesach, and then on that day, the second day, you should bring a korban, the heinetz to Omer. You should wave the korban to Omer and bring it on the mizbeach. The day after the Shabbos, the Kohen should bring that offering. The words Mimacharas HaShabbos are slightly misleading. Shabbos normally means the day of rest on the seventh day of the week. Over here, the Targum says Mimacharas Yumatava, Mibasa Yumatava, the day after Yontif, meaning, and the day after the first day of Yontif is when we bring the carbon, the second day of Yontif, as we said. This expression, Mimachas HaShabbos, is used again a few psukim further with regard to the counting of the Omer. Utfartem lechem Mimachas HaShabbos, miyom haviyachem es Omer hatnufa. She counts from the day that you bring the Karban HaOmer, which is Mimachas HaShabbos. Once again, the Torah uses this term, Mimachas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, instead of the day after Yom Tov. This matter, this phraseology, caused no small amount of trouble for Klal Yisrael. When groups began that were kofar, denied the Torah Shabbat Peh, they chose this as one of their main jumping points. The Sadukim and the Karaites later interpreted the verse literally to say that the day after Shabbos is the day that you bring the Karban HaOmer and count the Sfiras HaOmer. Because of this, they did everything in their power to cause the first day of Pesach to fall out on a Saturday, on a Shabbos, so that the day afterwards would be Mimachas HaShabbos. Chazal already dealt with this phenomenon in the Gemara. In fact, there was even a holiday instituted when they won the debates against those that were kofar and Torah Shabbat Peh and proved that Mimachas HaShabbos refers to the day after Yom Tov. Among the arguments that they presented to prove it means the day after Yom Tov and not the day after Shabbos is the fact that if it's talking about Shabbos in the Pasuk should be more specific. After which Shabbos are we supposed to bring the Karban HaOmer? It says nothing at all in the Pasuk about which Shabbos is supposed to be chosen. If it's referring to Yom Tov, well, a couple of psukim before that, the Pasuk discussed Pesach and said, on the first day of Pesach, Mikra Kodesh Yilachem Kum Lechet Avodah Lo Sa'asu, you shall not do work. And if so, the word Shabbos, referring to a day that you shall not do work, will refer back to the last day in the verse, in which, the last Yom Tov in the verse in which you shall not do work, which is Pesach. First day of Pesach is the Shabbos, and the day afterwards is the day of the Omer. In any case, the Chazal bring many arguments to show this and to prove this point. It's really, after everything's said and done, it's based on the Mesorah. We have a Lacha Moshe Mitzinai, we have and the Torah from Sinai, that this is the day the Torah is referring to. But we may ask ourselves still, why did the verse choose this unclear wording? Why didn't it say something more clear? Why couldn't it say Mimachas HaPesach? In fact, the verse does use the expression Mimachas HaPesach on other occasions. For instance, in Parshas Maaseh, the verse in the beginning of Maaseh says that Mimachas HaPesach Yatsu V'nei Yisrael B'yad Ramah La'enei Kol Mitzrayim. B'nai Yisrael left Mimachas HaPesach. And in Yehoshua, Parakeh, the verse is discussing the series of events that occurred after B'nai Yisrael crossed the Jordan and entered Eretz Yisrael. The verse says that B'nai Yisrael brought the carbon Pesach, and then it says that Vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz Mimachas HaPesach. They ate the produce of the land the day after Pesach, after bringing the carbon HaOmer. Over there, it says that it calls it Mimachas HaPesach. Why didn't the verse in our parasha also refer to, no sound. Okay, does anyone hear me? Hello? Sound is okay. I hear someone saying sound is okay. Ephraim, do you hear sound? Ephraim, sounds okay. It stopped just for a second? Okay. Okay, fine. So I'll backtrack just for a minute, assuming that it just lost a few seconds. Okay. What we said was that the verse does say Mimachas HaPesach when referring to the day of Korban HaOmer in Yehoshua, when it discusses the first Korban HaOmer that was brought after entering Eretz Yisrael. Why does the verse not say Mimachas HaPesach in this case as well, in the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, which is discussing the original obligation of bringing the Korban HaOmer and the Tzeiros HaOmer? Okay. I've seen a number of answers to this question. I'll give you a number of the interesting answers that I saw, along with a suggestion of my own if we have time, based on Pshat and Remez, for why the verse here refers to Pesach as Mimachas HaShabbos. So the Yaakov Kamenetsky in Sefer Emes for Yaakov, explains that the expression Mimachas HaPesach is not a clear expression, because it can mean one of two different things. In fact, if you notice the two verses that I mentioned in which the words Mimachas HaPesach are used, use that expression to refer to two different days. The first verse, the verse in Maaseh, says, Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, Mimachas HaPesach. Left Egypt, Mimachas HaPesach? Well, they left on Tesvav Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, which means Mimachas HaPesach is the 15th of Nisan. In Yoshua, the verse says, they ate from the produce of the land Mimachas HaPesach after bringing the Korban HaOmer, and we know that that was on the 16th of Nisan, and it refers to that day as Mimachas HaPesach. He has two different days referred to Mimachas HaPesach.
I'm going to try to add some other activities on the computer so that it'll be easier to hear. Okay, check. This might make it a little better. Okay, is this any better? Okay, fine. So we're going to go ahead. Oh, it's not us? Okay, we're going ahead. The verse that says in Mimachas HaPesach uses that expression for two different things. In one hand, it's the 15th and in the other hand, it's the 16th. Why is that? Tosfos discusses this in Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel. Among the answers, Tosfos says Pesach refers to the offering of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is sacrificed on the day of the 14th of Nisan. If it's sacrificed on the day of the 14th of Nisan, then the day after the 14th is the 15th. On the other hand, the Korban Pesach is eaten on the night after that, which is the night of the 15th of Nisan. Mimachas HaPesach, if Pesach is referring to the eating of the Pesach, is the 16th. Since Mimachas HaPesach can mean either the 15th or the 16th, perhaps it is an unclear term. That's why it says in 7, Mimachas HaShabbos, and the day following the Shabbos, Shabbos meaning the Shvita, the day of rest. The day of rest is clearly on the 15th by day, because there is no day of rest on the 14th. Therefore, Mimachas HaShabbos clearly means the 16th, whereas Mimachas HaPesach could mean either the 15th or the 16th. That's one approach. Another approach, David Cohen and Sefer Berachot Yaivet suggests that Mimachas HaShabbos, the reason Pesach is referred to as Shabbos more than any of the other regalim, is because Pesach is identified with Shabbos, with the day of Shabbos, in a very unique way, in a unique fashion, in which other regalim are not related to Shabbos. How is that? He points out that the Ramban in Parshat Emor asks why Shabbos appears at the beginning of the discussion of the Moedim, the question that Rashi and the Gemara ask. The Ramban's suggestion is because the Torah wants to relate it to Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we'll discuss immediately afterwards, Pesach. The reason for that is because in Devarim, in Beis Chanan, when the Torah tells us the Ten Commandments, we find that the mitzvah of Shabbos is because with the Shomer Atir Mashabbos Lekacha, etc., V'zachata ki Ever Yisa Beres Mitzrayim V'yatsiyach HaShem Elokech Misham V'chazaka. Shabbos is to remember that we should rest, to remember that Hashem allowed us to rest and took us out of Mitzrayim when we on the 15th of Nisan, and that is what Shabbos is reminding us. If so, it's very appropriate to call the first day of Pesach, perhaps, Shabbos, because it is accomplishing the effect that Shabbos is supposed to accomplish, to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, exactly like Shabbos. The Ramban also points out that we no one experienced Kriyas HaOlam, certainly not at the time of the Seres HaDibros, no one was around to say that they experienced the creation of the world. However, there were many people, all the people there, experienced the Exodus from Egypt. Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yetzeach Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I am the Hashem that took you out of Egypt, and not I am the Hashem that created the world, because taking us out of Egypt is something that the people can relate to. And just as they witness the coming out of Egypt, so too they'll witness they can believe that Hashem created the world. Again, the Exodus from Egypt is what bore witness to the creation of the world. It's Mitzrayim. It's Yetzias Mitzrayim, reinforces Shabbos. It's appropriate to call the first day of Pesach more than any other Moed Shabbos. The Maral in Tzaddik Yisrael Perek Mem Daled writes that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the completion of the creation of the world. When the world was created, something was still missing, even on Shabbos. What was missing? What's missing was the Jews, the Jewish people, the Jewish nation that were bringing the world to its tikkun, that complete the purpose of the creation of the world. And since they are only created on the 15th of Nisan, so to speak, created because that was when they became a nation, therefore the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim was the completion of Bryas HaOlam. Maral explains this is why the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol, because what that Shabbos brings, which includes all the days that follow, meaning the first day of Pesach, that Shabbos brought more than every other Shabbos, because it also brought with it the creation of the Jewish people, which is really the final completion of the world. In that sense, it's appropriate to call the first day of Pesach Shabbos more than... My suggestion, which may perhaps answer another question, which is why this particular verse refers to Shabbos as Menachas HaShabbos, it refers to the first day of Pesach as Shabbos, and no other verse, only the verses that discuss the Omer and the Sfiras Omer, is perhaps to answer based on the Chinuch. The Chinuch writes in Mishnah Shin Days that the Korban HaOmer is a way for us to show our thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us grain and to recognize that everything that grows comes from Hashem. The first grain that we eat, we offer to Hashem as a Korban, as if to say, you gave us this, and we realize that. Ask the Chinuch if Pesach is the Chag in which Hashem judges people on the produce of the grain that they will see during that year, and that's because it's the season for the grain, why isn't the Korban HaOmer offered the first day of Pesach? The Chinuch answers, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha. We don't want to mix. The first day of Pesach is set aside, designated specifically for remembering the Exodus from Egypt, and we don't want to have any other themes expressed during that day. Now, the Chinuch says a similar idea in Mitzvah Shin Vav, regarding the Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. He says we count from the time we leave Egypt until the time that we enter, until the time we receive the Torah, to show how much we're looking forward to receiving the Torah, and how that's the main import and the main message of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Asks the Chinuch, why don't we start from the first day of Pesach? And says the Chinuch, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha. We do not want to mix. We do not want to have anything else in our minds on the first day of Pesach. This then might answer also why the Torah said Mimachas HaShabbos, not Mimachas HaPesach. If the Torah would say Mimachas HaPesach, it would sound like it's a theme related to Pesach. The reason for bringing the Korban HaOmer, the reason for camping the Omer, is a theme related to Pesach. Mimachas HaPesach, now that you've had the first day of Pesach, now we're continuing in the theme of Pesach. The Torah does not want to confuse us. The Torah says Mimachas HaShabbos. After the day of Shvisa, the day of rest. The first day of Pesach is the day of rest. Don't look at it as Pesach. Put that aside now. That was the holiday of Pesach. Now we're not discussing the holiday of Pesach. We're discussing it just as the Yom Shvisa. Mimachas HaShabbos. After that day, now we're starting this mitzvah of Korban HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, so as not to mix them for the Simcha, as the Chinuch says. Wish everyone a good week, and as Hashem, hopefully we'll have something again to try again next week.